from WAQG. It's Carol's Celebrity Scoop.
Doug Lewis, Hollywood Doug now, as you were being called around the studios here at WAKG. You have your own name. I know.
Hey, as long as people are calling me, I don't care.
Let's see. Jason Douglas on all social media. That's your professional name. But Doug Lewis is all of us from here, Danville, Virginia, know you, who grew up with you, Doug Lewis. We know
absolutely.
You by that name, absolutely. First off, though, let me ask you. You okay? I heard there was an earthquake your way last night.
Yeah, there was an earthquake about 11:30 last night, and it kind of shook me out of bed. But no, we're fine.
Okay.
You know, I'll take that over a hurricane any day.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for getting up again and calling us this morning. A lot of interesting things going on in Hollywood. We so appreciate your insight. And we have a number of shows talked a bit about American Idol. A lot of things going on. What is the latest now?
Oh, wow, Carol. You know, we've talked about American Idol quite a few times on the show. It seems like one of those things that always comes up, and we're getting word today that it might not even be taping now.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, they pushed it back, and now it's going to run into Katy Perry's tour. She has the new Witness tour that's going to start really soon, and they just can't find that second judge. I mean, they offered Luke the job, you know, Luke Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
He's holding out for more money, and here's the kicker. He doesn't want those Disney perks we talked about.
How could you pass that up, right?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to ride It's a Small World, you know, for 100 times the rest of your life? He just doesn't want it, you know? He doesn't want it. He wants more money, and you can't blame him. This is a big show. It's trying to return, and this is no way to do a comeback show. I mean, they can't even find a second judge, much less a third judge. So from what we're hearing from our American Idol source, this thing might be on hold.
You know what? Maybe it's just an omen. They have had trouble from the get-go on this. They came out with Katy Perry, paid her this humongous payday to be a judge on there. Ended up that shot themselves in the foot because then they didn't have any more money for any of the other judges. And, I mean, anybody should have thought that through, saying, well, hey, if we're publicizing how much we're paying Katy Perry, anybody else we ask is going to want the same payday or close to it. And, you know, they just can't produce that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody out here is talking about they did it to themselves. And, you know, I think they were kind of hoping, like we talked about before, judges who weren't well-known to jump on and, get that notoriety like Simon or, you know, Paula Abdul getting a comeback. But it's just not happening. Not happening in today's world.
Well, you know what? They didn't ask us. Had they asked us, I would have been perfectly happy with riding those rods for the rest of my life at Disney World and Disneyland. But, oh, well. So...
Me too. I will be right there beside you, Carol. Absolutely.
All right. Let's shift gears. Let's go East Coast country music. Jason Aldean. What happened in West Virginia?
Well, I mean, Carol, you like a good burrito, right?
I love a burrito. Absolutely.
I mean, who doesn't love a good burrito? Out here, you know, we have great Mexican food. Love the burritos out here. Well, Jason Aldean and his crew, they were doing a show over in West Virginia, and they went to get all this food. It was about $500 worth, about 60 burritos. They went to this place called the Black Sheep Burrito in West Virginia. They didn't leave a good tip.
Oh, that's not good. You should always tip well. I always believe in tipping.
Yes, you should always tip well. And, you know, when I first moved to L.A., I had quite a few jobs. And, you know, one of them was in a restaurant. And some people tipped and some people didn't. And you always kind of, you know, went in the back and said, oh, my God, you know, so-and-so didn't tip. But this person, this server... went on the internet, went on Twitter, and tweeted about Jason, calling him some pretty bad things.
Oh, no.
You know, which is not good. And, you know, said he didn't tip, and the guy gets fired.
Oh, so the server got fired for blasting Jason Aldean on social media.
Yeah, the server got fired. But here's the kicker, though. It wasn't even Jason's crew who had, you know, went back at him on Twitter. It was another person in the restaurant, one of the other servers, who told management, and management went over and fired him.
Oh.
So the server blasted Jason, but it wasn't even him or his crew. It was another person in the restaurant.
That got him fired. Okay. Well,
yeah.
You know, maybe Jason will hear about this, make some kind of amends. I don't know. But, yeah, you should, again, you kind of have to use some common sense with the way social media is these days. If you've got a gripe, you need to try not to put it on social media until you get all of your ducks in a row, and you should always just go to the source first. But it's so much easier to hit that keyboard, and once you hit that send, you can't take it back.
Absolutely. You know, we've got a lot of people, even in high positions today, that tweet like crazy. So you got to watch out what you tweet, especially in today's world.
Some people should not have Twitter. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I'm agreeing with you.
All right, David Hasselhoff, you know, this guy, he's just iconic. He never goes away, does he?
I mean, who doesn't love the Hoff? Come on. I mean, you and I, we watch Knight Rider. You know, we know the car.
We know Kit.
We love David Hasselhoff. Well, he's kind of upset. You know, he's been divorced since 2006, and he's been supporting his wife, Pamela, for, you know, ever since then. And she's been getting $10,000 a month.
Oh,
now,
wow.
I don't know about you, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I could work with that. You know?
Absolutely. I could live with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's angry. He's done. He's like, she hasn't even tried to get a job. You know, she's not trying to do anything to help her financial situation. And he's filed some documents as of a couple days ago, and he is done with paying her. He's already paid her over $2.5 million, so he's done. The Hoff is done.
The Hoff is done. Okay, well, maybe she invested that money and she'll be okay, but I doubt it. I just have that feeling.
She didn't. She's starting to tweet then. Another tweeter.
Yeah.
You know, she's starting to do some stuff and saying, oh, no, he led me in this life. You know, I'm accustomed to this life of luxury, and he should pay me, you know, until I get remarried. But it's not going to happen. He's already filed the legal documents, and he is trying to end it right now.
Okay, well, she could always write a book and, you know, kind of do the book tour.
Exactly. Or maybe do, you know, one of those housewives shows.
Or maybe, yeah, something, right?
She'll get some money with that, yeah.
There you go. All right. And then our final story today, we just kind of want to give a listener warning, because when you first say what's going on, everybody's going to be like, what? But hear us out, right, Doug?
Right. Just hear us out. Just
hear
wait
out.
For it. Hear us out.
Okay, go for it.
All right, so everybody knows Russell Wilson, the quarterback for the Seahawks. Everybody knows him, loves him. So he's being sued over this company that he is he's a spokesman for and part owner, and it's called Edible Balls.
Okay,
wait for it. Now, Edible Balls is a food company, and, you know, they make bread in the shapes of footballs, basketballs, soccer balls.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yes.
Well, of course,
yeah,
when you think edible balls, you think bread.
Exactly.
I mean, who doesn't want a basketball sandwich? I mean, come on.
Right.
I know I do. Some days I do. But these two employees that are pretty high ranking, you know, one of them is a managing director, one of them is a marketing director, and they're suing him because he hasn't paid a dime since July.
Oh.
And he's part owner and he's a spokesperson. So they're going after him. Edible Balls are going after Russell Wilson for not paying him money.
I can't wait until the NFL commissioner gets involved on this one. So,
absolutely. And don't do any catering, please, Russell Wilson. Don't do the catering for the NFL.
That's right. I wonder if they have, like, some deflated football ones, you know, they could send to Tom Brady, just saying.
Yeah, I'm sure they have a little section called deflatable edible balls, and that's Tom Brady's portion, you know.
All right. But. Well, you'll have to keep us up to date on how that one goes. That is too funny. Doug, we appreciate you calling us and giving us the insight on everything that is going on. Stay safe out there in California. If the ground starts to rock and roll, just go outside. Is that the best thing to do? We don't have earthquakes around here. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you just go hide in the bathroom, or you go outside, or just keep walking like I do. You know, it's a good diet, too. It kind of shakes you around.
All right. Doug Lewis, Jason Douglas on social media. We also now have him on our blog. You can friend him. He will friend you. And if you go on his Facebook page, you might see some interesting roller skating pictures back from the day. Just saying.
Those Skate Town pictures, you know, I'll never forget those days.
All right, Doug, thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too, Carol. Thank you.